You're listening to SBS News.
Oh, hi, Michaela.
Hi, Jane. Good, thanks, yourself.
Good. Would you like to come this way and we'll get some
It's the first day on the job for 17-year-old Michaela Little. She'll be working in hospital administration one day a week until she finishes school next year. It's an opportunity, she says, is exciting, albeit a little nerve-wracking.
Honestly, I was a little nervous because I hadn't been in the environment like this before. It's honestly been a massive eye-opener. Just seeing, you know, how everything works, the things they offer the people here, and just knowing all of it, it's just crazy.
Ms. Little, a Wiradjuri woman from Wagga Wagga, is inspired to improve the health outcomes of her community. She's particularly interested in pursuing a career in mental health.
Yeah, I honestly would be so proud to be an advocate for my own mob and just to help everyone out in the community. I think it's really important that we tackle mental health and everything that comes along with it in everybody's everyday life.
She's one of 20 Indigenous senior students undertaking a new school-based traineeship in the Murrumbidgee Local Health District in southern New South Wales. It aims to nurture the next generation of nurses and doctors who can better serve their community. The health district's leadership and culture coach, Kelly Humphrey, was one of its champions.
For us, the trainee program was an excellent way to help grow our younger people into roles that they can maintain and sustain in our communities and serve their local mobs along the way as well.
After a delayed start because of the pandemic, the students can finally get stuck into hands-on work within their chosen healthcare area. They can select a traineeship in either assistant nursing, allied health, or health administration. They'll receive mentoring, online tutorials, and paid training in a hospital setting one day per week until their senior school graduation in 2021. Ms. Humphrey says the opportunity was well received by students and parents alike.
We had calls from grandmas who were interested for their grandsons and granddaughters, and parents ringing saying, how can we access the opportunity?
Even though roughly 5% of the region's population identifies as Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, this number is not yet reflected in its healthcare workforce. Ms. Humphrey, a Gomeroi woman, says representation needs to be improved.
We know the statistics around health determinants in our community. We know that one of the reasons Aboriginal people discharge themselves from hospital early against medical advice is because of not feeling comfortable or culturally safe. And what better way to feel safe than to have someone of our own mob, of our own people who understands some of the, I guess, technical sides of that clinical environment and can communicate it in a way that that person will understand and be able to access that information for the best healthcare outcomes possible.
National data from the Institute of Health and Welfare show Indigenous Australians have poorer health outcomes than other Australians. And for those living regionally, the health gap is often even wider. Wiradjuri Ngunnawal Elder Mary Atkinson says culturally appropriate care should be the top priority.
They're shy about going into these places and, yeah, we have our medical centres and all that, but you can't access them all the time either. We need people in the hospitals, on the ground, being there for us.
Ms. Atkinson, who recently underwent major heart surgery, knows firsthand that having someone to connect with on a cultural level makes the experience much more comfortable.
Well, I think it's important because our young ones need to see that they can offer us the help we need when we're in times of distress, when we're sick and at our worst, because all of our kids and all of our communities live with that every day.
The goal is for every graduate of the traineeship to have secure full-time employment in healthcare in the region when they finish next year. They'll also be eligible for guaranteed admission into certain university courses to further their studies, or can even set their sights on a scholarship to get a degree in medicine. It's hoped the program will be able to continue offering another round of students the opportunity to start a career in health. Leadership and Development Manager for the Health District Troy Peach says it's a choice not only beneficial for them, but for the whole community.
It sort of creates opportunities for our health system to create empathy for our community, understand what our community needs, and start creating that system change that is really needed, especially in small communities.
She's only one day in and already Ms. Little is inspired to be part of this change. She wants to encourage other young people to think about doing the same.
If you're looking for a pathway into the health, and or maybe you don't know what you want to do, but this is a really good pathway for all Aboriginal kids and everyone, really.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.